This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining our team at 9:45 will be Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Washington Capitals. You don't want to miss him. That's coming up in just about 45 minutes. So we wanted to get back into the Commanders, more the side of what are their current odds to be Super Bowl champions after the 2025 season and have the moves that they've made, primarily trading for Laremy Tunsil, how have they impacted the odds going forward
The Commanders so
in
early.
The next season? It's early.
I don't even want to get worked up about
Last week, according to BetMGM, the odds for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl were 20-1. They're now down to 18-1.
Okay.
A week later.
All right.
And that's a little bit of movement.
A little marginal movement.
And your current favorite, no surprise, the Philadelphia Eagles at 6.5-1. The Ravens are 7-1, followed by the Chiefs at 7.5-1.
All right, let's focus on the Eagles. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. The way I look at it is the Commanders have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us here would agree. EB, did the Commanders get better?
I think so. I mean, it's an incomplete roster.
Yes, they definitely got better.
Yes, of course, it's an incomplete roster, because but we think they've gotten better.
They're still doing work in free agency, and the draft is a month and a half away, so they're going to add many more significant pieces.
There's no guarantee. They may end up being bust, but they brought in Debo Samuel, and they brought in Laremy Tunsil. They got better. And the Eagles are getting worse, at least on paper.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They lost Josh Sweat, who was a top defensive lineman, edge rusher.
Yep.
They also lost your guy, Milton Williams.
He signed a massive deal with the Patriots, $26 million per season.
So they lost two key guys on the defensive line. Darius Slay, they had to release, starting cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently negotiating with the Steelers right now. There was a chance that he'd come back to Philadelphia on a lower salary. I think he's done that in the past. But those are three key defensive players that the Philadelphia Eagles lost. Now, they re-signed and extended Saquon Barkley, gave him big money. They were able to bring back Zach Bond. But and this is what happens to the team. Like, and this might ultimately happen to the Commanders down the road. You know, the difference between the Commanders and Eagles, there are many, but they had 8 Pro Bowlers, 9 Pro Bowlers, whatever it was. They were a team that, you know, was very talented compared to an under-talented Commander squad. So the Commanders have been adding talent, but that's pricey. Meanwhile, the Eagles had all this talent, and they have to make decisions.
But they also,
by making their decisions, they're losing guys.
And we're obviously confident here in what Adam Peters does, running the show here in Washington. If you're an Eagles fan, you love that Howie Roseman is calling the shots, because he's been pretty masterful as far as free agent signings, building through the draft, and turning that team into a perennial Super Bowl contender. So with all those losses, and they're going to hurt, Howie Roseman's going to restock. He's going to find the next Bond or Milton Williams. He's going to find those guys in the draft, and I'm going to guess guys that he's plucking in free agency as well. So even though their cupboard is getting more bare, I feel like he's going to restock it. He knows what he's doing. You know, Howie Roseman is one of the best, if not the best, general managers in the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I like the fact that three of their key contributors, mm-hmm. you know, Josh Sweat, impact player in the playoffs, mm-hmm. not on their roster anymore. Darius Slay, starting corner, really good player. Now, he's a little older, but yeah, not on their squad anymore.
Years.
And then your guy, Milton Williams, mm-hmm. not on their squad. And then you look at kind of their additions and subtractions. All right. You know who they brought all along, EB?
Hmm.
They signed Nick Gates.
Oh, they did? Wow. Man, he was dreadful under the Ron regime.
Was brutal here. I can't even believe he's still in the league. What did he play for last year?
What, didn't he go back to the Giants? I thought he went to the Giants. I'd have to look at his career, game logs.
I thought he was so bad he was out of
football.
So look,
you can say Howie Roseman is great, and he has been. But he's not infallible.
No,
he's not perfect.
Of course not.
So they've had to make probably tough decisions because they had to pay, or they felt they had to pay Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have had to make some moves.
Here's what I don't understand.
But you're losing three contributors. To me, that's the way I look at it. So I do think the Commanders got better. I don't know how much. All right. I don't know how much better they are personnel-wise. I do think they're better. But I do think that the Eagles are coming back to the pack a little
bit. Tell me which of these teams doesn't belong in this list. We talked about the Eagles. They're 6.5-1. The Ravens, 7-1. The Chiefs, 7.5-1. The Bills are at 8-1. The Lions, 9-1. The San Francisco 49ers are 16-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Better odds than the Commanders? Why? Why would you have the Niners as a...
Maybe assume you'll have a healthy McCaffrey. I don't know.
I mean, they lose Deebo Samuel. They look like they want to trade away Brandon Ayuk if there are any takers. They're cutting guys left and right.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't understand why they have better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Commanders.
Well, what was their record this year? Maybe their schedule will be a little bit easier.
Schedule should be easier, but I mean, they...
Like, I think we're going to struggle because our schedule's more difficult. Even though I think we're going to be better on paper.
Maybe that's part of it, but you know what that is? That's disrespect. That's disrespect to the Commanders, in my opinion.
I don't think we're likely to win a Super Bowl next year.
Well, I don't think any team is likely.
Neither is BetMGM from these odds.
Like, truthfully, no team is likely to win a Super Bowl.
But if I had to bet right now.
But they're amongst the contenders.
If I had to bet right now, who's going to make a deeper run in the playoffs?
A heater.
If you had to bet right now, who would make a deeper run in the playoffs, the Commanders or the Niners? I would bet the Commanders.
I think I would.
I'd bet that right now.
I think I would.
With confidence.
I think I would. But I just want to make sure that we get to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Sure.
I'm still like a little bit in denial that we're back to where we used to be.
I'm not writing off the 49ers. I mean, they had some injuries last year. Their offense is fine. They haven't really lost anything. Deebo is going to be replaced by Ricky Pearsall. And they have Juwan Jennings and Ayuk. That's a that's a great – with McCaffrey.
And Kittle.
That's a great offense. Their offensive line, solid. They got to draft some guys on defensive line. 49ers, I am definitely not.
I can't rely on
them. No, they're going to face a softer schedule, too.
I can't just forecast Christian McCaffrey to be back to the Christian McCaffrey of 5 years ago. I feel like he...
2 years ago. A year ago.
Smashed into the wall. Health-wise.
Maybe.
Okay, so back to the Eagles. You don't think they're going to be a different team? All right, I actually just punched this up because it's a more complete list.
Who did they add,
from
though?
Philly Insider. They really haven't had anybody significant. Now, they re-signed Barkley and they re-signed Bond. Those were their big moves. They had to give Bond $51 million and gave Barkley even more. They did trade Kenny Pickett, got a fifth-round pick.
That's supposed to move the needle for me?
No.
Kenny Pickett?
No, I'm just saying they acquired a pick. Okay. So they added a pick. They released cornerback Darius Slay, contributor. Right. Released James Bradbury, safety. And then, Nick Gates was released. So they didn't add him. They released him. And then they also, these are guys who signed with other teams. Mm-hmm. Cornerback Isaiah Rogers,
right.
Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and a linebacker, Oren Burks. I mean, they're losing a lot of players.
Yeah, but I have faith that Roseman and his staff are going to replenish those players with guys that would develop into the level of the players that they just lost.
So you don't think that they're going to take a hit?
I mean, maybe a slight hit, but not. I don't see them taking a major step backwards in 2025.
You just need a slight hit would be helpful.
Would certainly help. Yeah. What else would help is not letting Saquon Barkley rush for 135 or 140 yards against you every single game.
Look,
that
I
would
think,
certainly help.
I think Howie Roseman is excellent, but it's much like with Adam Peters. These guys make mistakes all the time.
Right.
I mean, you go back just a couple years ago, 2020 draft. Mm-hmm. You know who he drafted at 21?
I know who he drafted. He drafted Jalen Reagor ahead of Justin Jefferson.
There you go.
It's an inexact science.
Right.
Yeah, guys.
I know, but you're like, I've got faith that he's just going to replenish these guys. They may take a step back.
They could. What, do they take a step back to winning just like 11 games?
Well, just be, you know, don't be as dominant.
You know, exactly. You know how frustrating this would be when you draft Justin Jefferson,
yeah,
best receiver in football, arguably. Maybe you say Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Maybe you could make an argument for a couple guys, right? And he drafted Jalen Reagor.
Well, it would haunt me every night that I tried to lay my head on my pillow. I would say, that was a spectacular miss. But these guys have to be able to process that, or else it would drive them crazy. They'd have to quit their jobs.
Right.
Now, his last several picks seem to be big-time hits. Just first-rounders. Devontae Smith.
Yep, that's
Jordan
it.
Davis.
Yep.
Jalen Carter.
Hit.
Nolan Smith. Quinyon Mitchell.
All hits.
And then he got Cooper Jean.
Hit. That was, by the way, that was facilitated by, I believe, by the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Commanders pick that they used to get Cooper Jean.
All that said, I do believe the Eagles are coming back to the pack a little bit based on some of the personnel losses.
But Adam Peters did win the Jahan Dotson deal. Sorry, Howie Roseman. Peters got the better of you there.
You don't think Jahan's going to blossom next year?
No.
And finally, yeah. And
Are A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith going anywhere? Because if they aren't, then he's not blossoming.
Right.
Pretty tough to blossom, especially when Saquon gets his touches.
I think we're just in a position where, I mean, when the Eagles are hitting on all strides or whatever, they're pretty dominant.
Right.
So we need to take any hit that we can and build off it.
But back to the question, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I would say they are closer to the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
because I think they're better. I focused on the Eagles. The team that I worry about is the Lions, because the Lions, I know that you smashed them
right
in the playoffs. Jared Goff threw three interceptions.
In their house, by the way.
In their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great win. And in that particular game, the Commanders look like a far better team than the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But that team had the best record in the regular season. They lost Aiden Hutchinson on defense. He'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, Hutchinson had, didn't he have like, wasn't he the sack leader like halfway through the season and he had missed half the games?
Here's why I'm not as scared of the Lions as you're hyping them up. Because the Commanders have Jaden Daniels and they've got Jared Goff. Advantage, Commanders.
I'm kind of with you. Push
and they
come
lost
to
both
show.
Coordinators.
Push comes to
head
show.
Coaching jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it always comes down to who has the better quarterback. The Commanders have the better quarterback.
Yeah, but they have a loaded offense.
They do. But who has the better quarterback?
Now, we'll see how important Ben Johnson is that offense. Like, we talk about the Commanders' offense averaging 28.5 points per game.
Yeah.
I think they average 4 or 5 more points per game than the Commanders.
No, they're very
the
good.
The Lions.
I mean, Valdez is giving me a serious side eye about me just hyping up Jaden over Jared Goff.
No. The Super Bowl didn't have the best quarterbacks in the league. And then you just said it's always.
I agree.
I know. Then you said it's always about
matchups,
who has the better.
But in matchups,
I think pretty good quarterbacks.
I think what he was, I know, but I'm saying.
No, I think he's saying that relative to matchups. In other words, Jaden better than Jared. I think that's what you were saying. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
I mean, it was Jalen Hurts against Mahomes, right?
That is correct.
I think those are pretty good quarterbacks.
I know, but Cake says that's all that matters.
Well, it's a huge factor. You would disagree.
No, it's not the be all end all factor.
It's the biggest factor.
But don't you think the Lions are going to be good? Like, we yes. debated San Francisco. The Eagles, look, they're the number one team you got to take out. They're in your division. They just won the Super Bowl. But there are other teams that are really good in the NFC that Washington's going to have to contend with.
That's true. I just think it's too simplistic to think, well, the Commanders are better than the Lions because Jaden's better than Jared Goff. I think that's just too lowest common denominator to think about.
But
that's all.
We all know the importance of having a top quarterback in 2025.
Yeah. Cakes also has an inherent anti-Dan Campbell bias, although he's kind of come around on him. Campbell's a dope.
I've realized my buffoonery of looking at both Campbell and Sirianni at their first pressers. Right. Like, these guys have no prayer of being successful.
Well, these
they've been pretty successful.
I didn't pay particular attention other than re-signing their own guy, like in Ronnie Stanley. What did the Ravens do? Anything of note yesterday? I honestly didn't notice anything.
They just re-signed Ronnie. That's
basically all they've done.
Pretty quiet.
That was to be expected.
I know everyone wanted to, and especially for the price that they got him for.
You mean Stanley?
Yes.
Yeah, no, of course. I get that. But I'm just saying, you guys don't. What is your biggest need?
Their biggest need was probably re-signing Ronnie Stanley, and then they probably need some help in the secondary, especially if.
But maybe they'll sign some guys today.
What's shocking, I saw this stat and I couldn't believe it. This is from @ConnorNFLDraft. The Cowboys haven't signed a free agent over $6 million per year in free agency since Greg Hardy in 2015. The salary cap has gone up $136 million since then. What is Jerry Jones doing? Look, I understand that free agency is not the be-all, end-all. You're just trying to, like, shore up your weaknesses. You shouldn't spend all of your money in free agency, but you got to spend some of it. Like, what is he doing? He's just sitting on the sidelines while everybody else is signing guys in free agency.
We gave Dak so much money.
He gives his own guys so much money.
Maybe. Hey, he gave Dak so much money. Maybe they don't have any money left.
It just seems like they're not even participating.
You mentioned the Cowboys. Did you see the ex-Cowboy that is coming to visit Commander's Park?
I saw Michael Gallup.
I feel weird about that one. It's like,
he suffered a pretty bad ACL injury,
yes.
And he didn't seem to ever fully come back from it.
And maybe, he's out of football last year.
Maybe he's fully healed.
Look, I don't think that's anything to get excited about.
I wouldn't expect a
lot. Yeah, but that's your Deami Brown replacement, probably cheaper.
If they sign him.
I'd rather have Deami.
If they sign him.
But cheaper.
He's going to be like the fifth or sixth wideout.
Yeah.
Because I expect them to re-sign Noah Brown to a reasonable deal in the next day or so with Deami departing.
I'm not convinced on that.
What, Noah Brown?
I don't know why you think. Because if I'm Adam Peters, all right, Noah Brown, when he was on the field, was productive, but he's not special.
Oh, I don't think he's like, special, but
I'm going to do with Noah Brown, much like I did with Dante Fowler Jr.
Not every player has to be special.
No, you're right.
You got to have role
players.
But
my point is, I'm going to give an offer, which I'm comfortable with. And if Noah doesn't want it, go find another job.
Am I willing to bet $5 on Noah Brown re-signing with the Commanders? Sure, I'll run it back. If you want to wager it,
sure.
$5,
I'll
Noah
say
Brown signs.
Noah Brown doesn't return.
Why?
I might be proven wrong.
Why
just
do
like
you think? Because you think he'll get more somewhere
first
else?
First of all, to me, it's a signal that they're bringing in Michael Gallup. Doesn't mean that they're going to sign Michael Gallup, but
why does that
it's telling
Noah
me
Brown?
Because right now they've got three receivers under contract, right?
Yeah.
So they're looking basically to
bring. They've got McCaffrey.
Okay, four. So they're looking to bring in a couple more, but they may not value the guys they had. And let's see what happens with Gallup.
They definitely valued Noah Brown.
They might value OZ over him.
I think Noah Brown.
They definitely value OZ too.
You can't just keep bringing them all back.
Brown was effective when he was on the field. Now he got dinged up and missed some games, but he was.
Here's the
thing. I'm comfortable with that $5
bet. Here's the thing about Brown. Supposedly, he was like in serious issue with like his kidney or liver. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Whatever got hurt, he was in bad shape.
He's banged up.
So that could be the factor with Noah Brown. He might not be healthy enough to play. I don't know the details, but I heard a guy who knows more than me mention that. He was in bad shape.
Finally found it. Here we go.
Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
Very good.
In other words, somebody that covers the team.
Yes, somebody that's plugged in. All right, when we come back,
because somebody that knows more than you, that's pretty expansive.
Understood. We'll do that could be 100 million people.
But what EB does know a lot about, the entertainment world.
Right.
He's going to do the entertainment page next. And don't forget Joe Beninati, who calls Caps games to play-by-play voice on Monumental Sports. He'll join us at 9:45.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Coming up at the end of the EP, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25 tour Saturday, July 19th at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening. Your chance to win those tickets is coming very soon. Soon. It's time now for EB's entertainment pitch.
All right, Cakes. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Do it right now. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll set you up with one of their elite salespeople. Make sure you're all straight. Of course, you can check them out, BMWFairfax.com. Give those cars a test drive, whatever you want, new, used, whatever. They're all amazing over there. All right, there's a lot actually going on. By the way, this is just a side note. There's a train that's been hijacked in Pakistan. It just looks like terrifying. It kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys remember like 10, 15 years ago, whenever like there was a theater, I think it was in Russia somewhere, where they held everybody hostage.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. And then
they
killed everybody inside a theater, or they knocked them out somehow. Yeah. We came in and tried to knock them out, but a bunch of people died. Mm-hmm. It was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
450 passengers in Pakistan currently, at least as of a few hours ago.
That doesn't sound very entertaining.
No, it doesn't, but it was a big story.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's just terrifying. So, I don't know. Whatever. Let me see here. There's so many different things. I wanted to bring up Odell Beckham Jr. because this is, I guess, entertainment related, because he's been named in one of these Diddy. There's so many Diddy lawsuits. One that claims that he and Drewski, remember we talked about Drewski a couple of weeks ago. He's one of these like YouTube guys,
social media local? Guys. I think he's local.
Drewski local? Drabby.
He's a comedian, right?
I guess you'd call him a comedian. I just know him as
a meme.
I just know him as a social media guy.
He's from Columbia.
He's from Columbia,
yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah.
They've been named in this lawsuit was like rape and something. And I don't know if they specifically say they raped, but they were named in the lawsuit, which is not good.
I saw both of them went on social media and denied it.
Exactly. That's my point here. Beckham, this is how I go if I've been falsely denied. I don't think Beckham's falsely accused. I don't think Beckham's a saint, but this is how I go if you accuse me of something. He goes, I've been informed of the allegations about me in a suit in California. I really can't believe my name is mentioned in that matter. There is absolutely no truth to those allegations. I do not know and have never met the person that filed the suit. I was not anywhere near Orinda, California at that time. In fact, I don't think I've ever even been to Orinda, California. I've never done anything like that. I would never do anything like that to anyone. I'm confident these ridiculous claims against me will be dismissed. That's a strong denial.
I can say with
doesn't
confidence.
Mean anything, but that's a strong denial.
I'm very confident. That's the first I've ever heard of
Orinda, California.
I don't know where that is on a map.
Right. I think Drewski, I saw his response was something like, I wasn't even famous then.
Right. So, I who knows what's going on with that. Cakes, you and Amy recently were seen at the club for dinner. Okay,
is correct.
I have people, I have sources.
You have on good.
Text me.
Yeah.
Could you keep your hands off her while you were out? Are you big on PDA?
Am I big on PDAs?
I'm like, yes, no.
Like at dinner?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. Well, I don't think most humans are.
Maybe 2 seconds of hand holding, and that's probably it. My daughter was also there, so we're not like making out at the dinner table.
You know, that might be inappropriate.
Yeah, it might be a little.
Although there is a YouTube
off-putting
guy that claims he's into the mom and the daughter, but not the husband. weird bit. Anyway, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet couldn't keep their hands off each other during their tennis date. Cakes, have you ever had PDAs when you play tennis over at the club?
Considering I mostly play with dudes, no.
What's wrong with that? Maybe
there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I haven't had any PDAs.
Did you watch the video,
Coach Harwood?
No. You have to watch the video.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I saw the video. No. Just no, like some rubbing.
Yeah, he has chub. He literally stands up, and she gives him chub.
Okay, well, she's attractive. They're young.
Now, you could see it rise to the occasion, or it's
yes.
Just...
I didn't see... I did
or
not
it's already
see,
there.
It's he has to adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I didn't see the full clip, but I did see about 8 seconds where it looked like she's trying to get the PDA from him, like she's kissing on him, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want anything to do with it. Like, he just wants to get his drink. Like, his drink's in front of him. She's like, I love you, Timothy Chalamet. You're in every big movie. And he's like, I just want to get my drink.
Is he good looking, dude? On. I mean,
I think
he's average.
He's considered a good looking dude.
He is.
I guess.
All right, I'm clicking on the video.
I didn't see the chub portion. The chub portion of the video.
At the end where he stands up.
I got to go to the end of the video.
I didn't get to that portion.
He's a fantasy. There's no chub
there. There's chub.
He wants there to be bad. It's just,
no, I didn't notice any chub.
She's kissing and rubbing on him, and then he stands up and adjusts his chub.
I mean,
definitely is reluctantly kissing her.
Yeah, he's like, get away from me. I want to drink my drink and watch some tennis.
I think she knows the cameras are on her and she's put on a show.
Yeah.
And he's just sized to watch, you know, Alcaraz.
Okay, I think I see what you're talking about when he's pulling his shirt down.
Yeah.
He's pulling his shirt down.
Yeah, he's a judge.
He might have.
Did he do it in Bob Dylan voice? He go, hey, I got chub. I got to pull down my shirt. Do that bit. Is he still in character for a complete unknown?
Valdez, do you think you're the foremost expert in the country on chub and like...
Yeah, I think he does.
like male...
Probably fancy
male,
yes.
Male just, frontal nudity pictures.
Well, I mean, the entire internet's talking about his chub. I'm just, I'm just delivering the entertainment
speaking
news.
Of the full frontal nudity, I saw the latest White Lotus.
I didn't see the latest one. I told you there's like a robe shot or something.
Gratuitous, gratuitous male full frontal nudity.
What's Bernad doing?
We had David Bernad, executive producer.
We're supposed to pitch him this week, Valdez.
And it just
grab.
Hog everywhere, right in your face.
So wait a second. He's in. I saw the story that there was, the story, the headline was something like, even more male nudity
yes.
in White Lotus. Now, the story itself didn't show it or it blurred it out.
Yeah.
But it said that it was just brief, like the guy's sitting in his robe.
Yeah, the guy just said he's slot. Well, he's in an altered state.
Yes.
I don't want to give away too much for White Lotus. He's in an altered state. He's sitting, hanging out with his family in his bathrobe. And then he just gets sloppy and leans back. And then everything's out there for everybody to see.
Mm.
I
haven't watched it yet.
It's out of control.
D watched it. And I know it's the most popular show on earth. She said it's really weird.
It's definitely weird.
Did she watch those season one or she's watching the current season?
Didn't care enough to ask. But she said, I tried to watch it the other night after we had David on. She said, it's really weird.
Besides singing shows, has there ever been a show that you two have watched together?
He's scanning the memory banks. It's going to take a while.
You got to understand, I know this is hard to believe. We don't really watch a lot of TV at night during the week. We watch football games and stuff like that, you know, on the weekends, like. We're mostly all phones, and we're on our phones, we're on our computers.
So that's a no. They're not really watching many shows together.
They do watch Idol together and Voice, right?
While we were all holed up in our houses, we were on a Naked and Afraid kick.
Have you gotten away from that? You're off that kick?
I don't know if they put out a lot of new ones.
I don't know.
Yeah. I watched a lot of. I think I watched all the season.
I'm sure you have.
I was fascinated by that.
Still naked, still afraid.
Still naked, still afraid. Still covered in skeeter bites.
I mean,
everywhere.
I wouldn't last 5 seconds anywhere they go. You, as soon as you get off the truck, you take off your clothes. You get off the truck, and you got to last 30 days or whatever. And you got to take that first step barefoot into like some prickly bush. Yeah. I'm out.
Or like the sand is like 140 degrees.
I mean, it's just how ridiculous. Do they do that?
I don't know.
Snakes everywhere. Are you kidding?
They win a lot of money?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know Naked and Afraid.
I think it's more like, I made it. They don't even highlight money.
All I know is like, yes. I watched one episode and I was scarred by how big the pixelation was on the dude's junk.
Well,
and
that's always the joke. The joke like, is how big their blur is.
This guy had the biggest blur ever.
Right.
And I felt inadequate. And I said, I can't keep watching this.
I played
how'd the guy on White Lotus hold up?
He looked like unless it was like digitally altered, looked like he was doing all right.
Valdez, I think I've told you before. I play golf with a guy that looks like I'm not kidding. He looks like Sammy Davis Jr. Okay?
Skinny old guy.
Looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
That's my Sammy Davis Jr.
He's 75 years old. He's literally Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know, 5'8".
Sure.
His hands are enormous.
Sammy Davis Jr. is 5'8".
He's 75 years old. He drives the ball 250 yards. He can't be 110 pounds soaking wet. I finally just said to him yesterday, I said, you must have a Louisville slugger. Your hands are enormous.
Sammy Davis Jr. 5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hands are enormous. You're 110 pounds. You hit the ball 250 yards out there. How do you? You must have. You got to be backing. You got to.
How do you receive it? What was
the response?
I think he thinks I'm weird.
Yeah. he's pretty much dead on. All right, caller number 10 right now. You're going to win two tickets to see the Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25 Saturday, July 9th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guests Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You score those tickets. Coming up next, Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Caps, will join us. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt. And veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes today. We need your support. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org. We head out now to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Shortly, we should be joined by Joe Beninati. The Caps are on the West Coast. They have a 10 p.m. puck drop tonight against the Anaheim Ducks. Three games out west, then they come back home.
I was going to ask Joe B about this, and I guess I'm going to ask him here momentarily. But, you know, we were doing the altcast the other night, and they trailed after 2-1.
Yep.
We should have just kicked up our feet because apparently they score goals better than almost every other team in the league in the third period.
I believe Joe B is joining us now. First of all, Joe B, thank you for waking up bright and early out west. We do appreciate that.
Cakes, my pleasure. You know this is routine for you guys, so I've got to be the guy ready to answer the bell.
You got it.
So,
you're
Joe,
good.
About an hour ago, we got great news from the Monumental Sports Network Twitter, at Mon Sportsnet. Great news, Caps fans. Through a cooperation agreement with the NHL, Monumental will produce our own archived broadcast during the Capitals' four remaining nationally televised games. Joe B., PXP, and our talent won't miss any historic Ovi Great Chase goals. So that's fantastic news. We're not going to miss out on Joe B. and either Alan May or Locker calling a potentially historic Ovi goal. It'll be there in the Monumental archives. So that's great news for Caps fans going forward as we are entertained by not only the Ovi chase for Gretzky, but you know, a team that looks like they could make a deep run in the playoffs this spring.
Definitely. It's fantastic. It's a great fallback plan knowing Ovi, he breaks the record sooner than those games are required. Mm-hmm. But this is a great fallback plan for us. And I understand the business side of sports. The networks paid for exclusivity and had the right to, quote-unquote, sort of cherry-pick their games that they wanted. And they loaded up down the stretch just in case there was potentially, I would think, an Ovechkin opportunity to pass Gretzky. But all of us at Monumental are grateful. I mean, thankful, respectful for all the hard work that gets put into an effort like that, because you've got to go to the league. I'm sure you've got to go to the league's national broadcast partners. And for them to allow us to do this to an archive, to put our slant on this occasion, it's a really special opportunity, and I can't say thanks enough.
Couple things I wanted to ask you, but I had mentioned just before you jumped on third period. So I saw that the Capitals are the second best team in the NHL in terms of scoring goals in the third period. Why do you think that's the case? Why are they so prolific in the final period of the game?
It's crazy. I mean, JP, they're plus 43 in goal differential in the third period alone.
Wow.
They've been so consistently good at it. What was it? Was it the horse Seabiscuit? You know, you've got to let the other team get the lead. Let the other horse get the lead, and then he'll chase you down. Well, that's what they've been doing all season long. And I know the other, you know, the flip side of that is Spencer Carberry and the coaching staff would love to see them start better. They haven't been all that great in the last month, especially early in the games and first periods and such. But you're exactly right. They've built up such a confidence in their come-from-behind ability that once they get one, they get two and three and four, as they did recently in a game. And, you know, they take over at the right time. So in crunch time, I think that's a good sign. I don't think you want to be overly reliant upon that. And I know that on this road trip, Spencer's already banging the drum. Fellas, let's come out and have a better start against Anaheim and do the same in L.A. and San Jose, too.
Joe B., I wanted your probably a more measured response and your announcer perspective, play-by-play announcer perspective, on the Darren Pang controversy, where I know you are aware of it when he used the one-trick pony phrase talking about Ovi. What is your perspective?
My perspective is it was a clumsy sentence. What he wanted to say, I believe, JP, is that this guy hasn't been a one-trick pony. Darren has enormous respect for what
you're
Alex
giving him the
done.
Benefit. You're too nice, Joe. You're too nice.
I don't think he came. I don't think he's looking down his nose and saying this guy's a one-trick pony. But wow, we've changed him around and look at how they've scored goals from different spots. I think a lot of people, EB. I think a lot of people get lazy with regard to Alex, and they just sit there and go, "Oh, he's just that, you know, from the office, the left circle. Mm-hmm. All he is a one-time king. All he is an empty net king." Mm-hmm. That's extremely lazy. And I don't think Darren's lazy in any regard in that sense. I think I know he would like to take it back and reword it.
Right.
But in my sense, I haven't talked about it with him directly, but I think, you know, the point was he's not this one-trick pony. Look at him. They've moved him around. They've found ways for him to score in different places.
I know. But listen, he actually called in, and he's a nice guy. And it's fine. But I know this. I've used that phrase a decent amount in my lifetime. Every time I've used it, it's to diminish someone.
Absolutely. It sounds negative. Mm-hmm. Completely. It sounds negative. But I'm telling you, Darren has a great respect for what Alex is doing and has done.
I agree. It was clumsy, though. Like
was clumsy.
He would. I bet he would take it back. If he could go back in time and not say that phrase, he would not say that phrase.
Yeah. Believe me, I've said plenty of clumsy things.
It's interesting because it was set up with the production help. You know, they had a video to support it. So he must have been going down that road to begin with. And again, I just think it was poorly delivered.
I thought he was trying to say, again, I don't want to belabor the point, but it does piss me off when we start talking about it, this is what he said. Everyone knows he's a one-trick pony, but this year he's not a one-trick pony. Yeah. I thought that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
No, that's the easy way out. I've had the good fortune of watching this guy for 20 years. The last thing he is just a one-trick pony.
Oh, I agree with you. Of course. The guy knocks people off their ass. He's a great passer. Of course. And he shoots. He scores from everywhere.
Exactly.
It pisses me off.
Hey, Joe, are you starting to hear from a bunch of Caps fans that are making like travel plans to try to coincide with Ovi breaking Gretzky's goal? Because I know just in my family alone, my son is going to the April 2nd game in Carolina. And yesterday I bought tickets to the April 6th game at Long Island. Now, he may have broken it by then, but I'm trying to thread the needle to get some exposure to Ovi scoring the record-breaking goal.
Yeah, you guys and your families aren't the only ones who are trying to do it.
Right.
The Caps fans travel really well to begin with, and they love when we go west. It's amazing how often you'll see tons of Caps fans during this California trip, during the trip to Denver. They love going to Vegas for obvious reasons. But, yeah, now it's magnified. With Alex getting closer and closer, everybody's trying to see them away from home. I still think, guys, in a perfect world, Alex gets 894, 895, 900, all of those at home, all of them live on Monumental locally, and then have the national partners, you know, be around and have them work around us side by side to bring it to the rest of the country. Everybody wins.
Real quick, has the offense been bailing out the defense more often than not? Should we be a little worried about the defense?
I think it's cyclical, JP, and I think of late you could say that. The first 2 months of the season, the Caps were fantastic, and they were outscoring any blemishes, any of their problems on the defensive end. The middle 2-3 months of the season, Logan Thompson elevates his play, and I think he was the guy who would help you stay in games, keep you close enough in games to win low-scoring games. And what I'm getting at is that they're able to win in a variety of ways. Last year was all about winning the close, low-scoring games. This year, they'll beat you any way you like.
Joe, thanks as always for the time. Looking forward to the 10 p.m. puck drop from out west. We'll be watching you on Monumental. And thanks again for the call-in, man.
Thank you, Joe.
You guys are such liars. You'll be fast asleep.
I'm going to try to watch at least the first period.
I'll be up. I'm never asleep by 10.
Lurch will be.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
And again, right, through a cooperation agreement with the NHL, Monumental will produce their own archived broadcasts during the Caps' 4 remaining nationally televised games. Joe B. PXP, that's Joe Beninati, and Monumental talent won't miss any historic OV8 great chase goals, which is good to see.
Awesome news.
Yes, it's good news.
Awesome news. Now, when they use that term, I'm a little unfamiliar with that term, archive. Does that mean it's not going to be a live broadcast?
Correct. It's not live.
I just want to make sure.
24 hours later, they're going to show.
Gotcha.
So, in my opinion, they could have negotiated harder, but it's better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
In the history books, you'll listen to that call.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Over Panger.
I mean, well,
I mean, he can't be on that call.
I mean,
you can't have Darren Pang on the call of Ovi's.
No.
Gretzky record-breaking goal.
Does he call every national game?
Let's hope that's not the case. All right, we got to get out of here.
You know what? He sucks.
B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.